Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
The introduction to this, and I'm going to make this really easy for you, okay? As easy as I can, whether you have lots of experience doing animal communication or communicating with animals, or if you have never actually done this before and you have no idea where to start, I'm going to give you one word, and this is the way that you communicate with animals, pets. That's it. And it does not take a special skill. It takes something that you already have inside of you, but you do need to develop it. And the skill that you use is telepathy. So telepathy, if you recall from earlier lessons, it is mind-to-mind communication, which involves no physical words, no winking, none of the physical. Everything that we're doing in Spirit School, the School of Psychic and Mediumship Studies, is nothing really to do with our physical senses. It has to do with our psychic abilities, our psychic senses, right? And we already know what those are. I will say, though, I don't really believe that you have to have a strong clair with communicating with animals. It's more of an emotional connection that would help. So compassion as well. So obviously we have compassion for animals. So it's more of an emotion connection that strengthens, it's sort of like the cord between our energy and the animal's energy. So we need emotion. Okay. That's one of the signals. Compassion is another signal. Being sensitive is the third signal, okay? And there's probably being empathetic, which I feel goes back to the first three. Okay, so also, obviously you need to trust what you're doing that's working, because as when you do a psychic reading with a human being, you get validation. With an animal, you don't usually get validation unless you speak animal, which you do, but just not in a human way, right? The animals cannot answer you, but they can answer you in a different way. Same as when you're talking to the spirit world, it doesn't answer you the way that you and I would communicate right now in a conversation, having coffee together, but it is in a completely different way. And so you are all either learning this new language or you're continuing to develop it, okay? So that being said, telepathy is the way that you communicate with an animal, all right? And then I'm going to show you one more thing. I didn't show you anything, but I'm going to show you this. Well, there's an animal, but we wanted a different one. One second. You wanted this picture. Okay. Let's try this again. All right. So I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Oh my goodness. Okay. So the way that we communicate with an animal, to make things less complex for you and less complicated for you, and when people like to overthink things and make things harder than they need to be, to keep this really, really simple, because I know your mind is starting to go like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to telepathic communicate with someone. Yes, you do. You do it all the time, especially if you're manifesting or you're asking the universe. When you're asking the universe for something, you are sending out a signal from your brain. Or your heart. You are sending out a signal when you're asking. You're sending out a signal saying, can I please have dot, dot, dot? And you're asking the universe for assistance. And the universe does not answer you. And okay, Jen, it's coming in 5 days, right? There's a lot. Think of the process of when you ask the universe for something. It is telepathic communication. And you are telepathically communicating and asking and ready to receive an answer from an invisible energy, things that you cannot really touch, right? So it's kind of like you really have to trust that this process. And when you are practicing manifestation, you are asking and receiving, right? You are not demanding, hopefully. You are just being in the energy of flow, which a lot of people have difficulty with. But think in terms of how you ask the universe for something. It's the same thing you ask an animal to communicate with you, okay? So just to make it easy, you just are asking, same way you ask the universe And putting it out there with intention and with some little bit of a drive force, and you're letting it happen and you're waiting patiently, and you know that there is a different way of completely different way of communication happening between you and the universe and you and the animal. Okay. So, I don't want to make it too complicated right now. I don't want to get into chakras with the animal. I don't want to get into this. And, but in your next lesson, there is going to be a picture or a photo of an animal, and your job is going to be into tap into the energy of the animal. Okay. Now, how you practice this, when you practice, if you have your own animal, do you have your own animal? Or what we can do also is borrow a picture or have a friend send us a picture of their animal who is alive, because that's psychic, right? We don't want to get into mediumship, because that is animals who would be deceased. And we want to practice and focus on animals who are living, because that is how we get a response back in the psychic area, arena, okay? So I'm going to give you a picture to practice on the next slide, but then also I'm going to give you another assignment where you're going to get someone's animal, a photo from someone else, and you're going to telepathically communicate to this animal through your thoughts, okay? So maybe there is an ailment that this animal has and the owner is not sure, or this is your own animal and you're not sure. An example of this, which is a little bit sad, a little bit an example of telepathic communication, I'll give you an easy one, would be a feeling. So my dogs, I have two dogs and they just sit there and we are very telepathic. So I know when they need something. So I have this note, this signal comes to me of a knowing. They could just be just sitting there doing nothing. And I'll have like this knowing that they need to go outside, right? And the same way with us, they communicate telepathically with us as well. And so certain ways that they behave and certain energy about them gives a signal to you that you receive. You go, oh, I feel like that means this. So, you know, sometimes you can tell when they're not feeling well, and they give you that, oh, I don't feel well kind of vibration that comes out of them, and you pick that up telepathically. Okay. And the sad example would be when my cat was sick. This is like a very good example, though, sad example of telepathic communication. My cat had run away 2 years prior and was gone for 2 weeks and came home very sick and never was the same after that. And take them to the vet, you know, this is what's going on with him, you know, trying to help them. You know, I had to give him shots. I had to stick a needle in his butt every day, had to change his food. We had to do all these things. And he just kept getting sicker and sicker no matter what I was doing. So I would say around maybe the month before we made the decision, I was getting telepathic communication from my cat. And I kept hearing a song in my head. So as you know, I'm clairaudient. So I would hear, and then I heard a song coming from him. So I knew it was coming from my cat who was sick. And I had a knowing that it was getting close to time, right? So he was communicating me with a song to let me know that things were sort of not going to get any better, and that it was okay for him. He was okay, and he knew what was going on. He just wasn't well, right? You just feel empathy for an animal, maybe they're not feeling well. And so because of telepathic communication between myself and my cat, I knew that it was time for him to go, because he was giving me signals in the form of a song. I would hear songs because I'm clairaudient and I hear songs, right? But you might not be clairaudient and you might not hear a song coming from your cat's energy telepathically. You might hear another word. Okay. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because I don't want you to get complicated and worried about things. We're just going to take things one step at a time, very easy. And we'll see you guys all in the next lesson. But think of it in terms of asking the universe for something, and it's that easy. And then waiting for the signal to come back to you and recognizing what that answer is. Okay.